Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie, and this is episode number 91. I'm talking about my money journey, and I thought it'd be fun this week since I have two guests. If you haven't listened to them yet, Deb Meyer on Monday, episode number 89, and Bethany and Corey Atkins, episode number 90, which was yesterday, Wednesday. So today is episode number 91. I'm sharing my money journey. And this week it's the money series. And I thought it would be fun to talk about money because sometimes it's taboo, but I don't think it should be. It's just a part of life. And I want to share a little bit about my money journey. Maybe it will give you an insight, help you learn a little bit more about me, maybe inspire you in your own money journey. So here it goes. When I was younger, I really had no idea about the concept of money. I didn't really understand it. I thought it was just always there. I didn't quite get the concept, right? And as I was getting older, you know, maybe teenage years, I felt like, okay, I guess money's stressful. It's kind of hard to get. And then I also thought, hey, when you get money though, it should be for spending and enjoying life. Anybody else has had that idea? I definitely think we should enjoy life with our money. But at that point, it was more just no saving, just it's for spending. And then I kind of had this weird idea that it wasn't good to be rich. Like somehow it wasn't Christian. It wasn't right. So that's kind of the background. Enter my husband, the best saver I've ever met in my life. And my heart was slowly changed. I learned saving habits. I learned how to control myself with money. And you know what the amazing thing is about this? I noticed my ability to control myself with my money, it leaked out into all the other areas of my life. So my ability to go to a store and not buy what I wanted necessarily, but what I needed helped me to pray when I didn't feel like it. It helped me to do chores when I didn't feel like it. So I truly believe that when we can be really intentional with our money, learn how to save and have self-control, it will affect other areas of our life. It's kind of an amazing byproduct. Okay, so that story wasn't as long as I thought it would be. I could probably add in more details about how I went to Hawaii using my credit card and I had some credit card debt that I had to pay off, student loan debt. I would sometimes have less than $100 in my checking account, even though I was living at home and supposed to be saving and I was working in a good job full time. Anyway, I can go into that, but I'll just leave it here. I'll leave it at this and just say that no matter what your relationship is with money, we all know that we need to save some of it. And here's something else. Think about tithing too, giving that 10% away. So when we have money, we can bless others with it. I had an episode with Ali Kasaza all about money, and I was so convicted by what she said about how money can be used to bless others. Isn't that amazing? So if you spend all your money on yourself and frivolous things, what about those people who need your money? People in another country that are depending on your charity. So that's just something to think about. And I also want to say, no matter where you're at in your money journey, there's always hope for you. And I just want to reassure you to not get discouraged. And with any journey, there's ups and downs, and it's a process. And so if you want to hear more about this, reach out to me on Instagram at 500 Seconds to Joy Podcast. You can email me if you want to chat more, but I just want to reassure you that no matter what kind of relationship with money you've had in the past, it can become a positive one now. And it can become one where you are a faithful steward of your money and you use it well and you buy what you need and you enjoy life too and you save some and then you also bless others with some. And so I know not everybody's in the same money situation. I know some people, you know, maybe you're just scraping by and you're the one that needs the charity. And I'm praying for you, friend. Reach out to me if that's you, if you feel vulnerable enough to share that, and I will be praying for you. So money is one of those topics that isn't always talked about, but I think it's good to talk about it. And it's something that's just a tool, something that we use on this earth. And I just would love to hear your feedback about my money journey. And I'd love to hear your money journey, any way I can support you or pray for you. And tomorrow I'll be talking a little bit more about how I got free from materialism and 5 money hacks that I have for you. Okay, so I will meet you back here tomorrow. Thanks for being here and tuning in. Bye for now.